This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You want to change the future? Have to trouble the present.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, heads up, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Well, while we're being diverted, friends, from, gun control, unconstitutional gun control from this administration that is attacking every American that has the right to bear arms. You're being diverted through, the trade deal with China and, Jeffrey Epstein. Did I forget to tell you? Tell me it's not so. Tell me it isn't so, man. Folks, Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire pimp pedophile for politicians, millionaires, and billionaires worldwide. Man, it's being reported that he's now dead. Just a couple weeks ago, friends, he was, unconscious because of a suicide attempt. This is setting the narrative, by the way. CIA-controlled narrative, right? Well, let's stage something here for the people. And let's do it in a timely fashion so we can smoke and mirror an issue off of what we're really doing here. Well, so the headlines today are on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Tim Brown writes, Jeffrey Epstein dead for hours while on suicide watch with cameras himself. Just think about this, friends. Jeffrey Epstein, I am being facetious, okay? But I am being serious in saying this. If you see how connected this guy is, friends, and to say that they just got rid of him because he was expendable, well, there's more to this picture than what we're being told. It's easy to fake his death. But they want you to believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide with 24-hour, I kid you negative, with 24-hour security guard surveillance. He was being watched all the time. With two cameras, friends, inside of his cell. He managed to commit suicide. Do you realize, friends, the information this man has? If he was actually to sit on a witness bench in a courtroom, the questions that are going to be asked in the people that he could implicate for crimes are the people that are in front of your face 24/7. They can't have that. They can't have that, friends, because Donald Trump, Billy Bob Clinton, by the way, was out at his place over 26 times, and the list goes on of politicians that have committed the act of pedophilia with young boys and young girls out on Jeffrey Epstein's island. Now, what I am saying, friends, is if you know anything about history, faking politicians and political people's deaths, that's common ground. Okay, what we need is we need a body to be thrown out for the people in the world to see. For us to see, not for them to decide to set the narrative and tell us the story that Jeffrey's dead. I don't believe that he was that expendable. Now, am I saying he's not dead? I'm not saying that, friends. But I am saying to get rid of a guy like that, just like brush him off and say, well, let's just kill him off. To me, it doesn't sound probable because he's too well connected. We have another article, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com that shows you his connections with the political system. And you want to talk about corruption within the Clintons and the Obama administration? Oh, my gosh. But I also want the Trumpites to understand, too, Jeffrey hung out with old Donald Trump as well. And there was girls coming out after Donald Trump as well, just so you know, okay? So either he really is dead and they poisoned him, or they faked his death. How that would have happened, friends, nobody knows except the corrupt correctional institution there in New York in Manhattan, the Manhattan Correctional Center, friends. They were actually reviving his body, his cold body, they said, which tells us he was dead for up to 4 hours. Oh, how would that make sense? Okay? So there's many questions around this, and for anybody to drink the Kool-Aid as to what the media wants to give you concerning Jeffrey Epstein, if you believe what they have to say to you, I'm telling you what, you deserve what you get. Because this is nothing but diversion. I don't believe that this man was expendable. The implications and those that he could have implicated would have been over the top, America. You know, here's the bottom line. If the truth be told, which is fictitious to so many other people in this country, concerning the crimes of your said representatives were exposed to the American people, they wouldn't believe it anyways. Why? Because as I have shared with you in the past, they always do the unthinkable because the people don't believe that we would be capable of what they wouldn't do. Friends, they have a different set of rules. They think that they're above the law. They are not. They're going to answer to my Father just like the rest of us are. And it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Folks, they don't have enough money to save their own souls, nor can they keep their own soul alive, the Bible tells us. The fact of the matter is they're all going to stand before my Father and my big brother, the captain of my salvation, and they are going to bow their knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay? I just prefer that date to be moved up. And if the church loved God enough to keep his commandments unto judgment, Isaiah 51:4, we wouldn't be talking about what we're talking about right now. Corruption within government. Corruption within the churches, friends. But do check out the article, friends. There's audio as well on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Jeffrey Epstein dead for hours while on suicide watch with cameras in cells. How much sense does that make? But the bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. The bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. And how many times have you been lied to by these people, friends? Wanted to cover this as well because this brings us right into our topic. We have video of a London cop who, of course, opened the doors. They're being overtaken by the Muslims from the Middle East over there in the UK, as you all know. Their government thought it would be fit to disarm their police. And folks, this is what they're trying to do here, and it will come to that if you let it come to that. They're attempting to Europeanize America. But these police over in the UK are disarmed. So what do you do, friends, if you're a criminal? Well, you're encouraged to go after the cops. You are encouraged not to be afraid of the cops because they have no power to stop you whatsoever. So they're also encouraged to pick up a machete and machete the police to death. I'm not making this up. This is what's happening. They have disarmed their police there now, and the Muslims have, well, you can watch the video, picked up a machete and attempted to machete this police officer to death. They're not allowed to kill these people with machetes in hands, namely them from the Middle East, because they want to rehabilitate them, friends. This is what they want you to drink. Judgment has gone, and America, it's time for you to enforce.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. You get the point. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Seventh President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson. Folks, we were just talking about how police officers are being disarmed in the UK. Folks, the UK, they first allowed themselves to be demoralized. Now they're completely conquered. Many are reporting that over in the UK it's completely lost to the Muslims. I believe there's over 30 Muslim mayors now in the UK and the surrounding suburbs, towns, and municipals. But they're disarming their police. I've watched videos, friends, where the over in the UK, where they're disarmed, where they have 6 to 7 to 8 cops, maybe even more, trying to surround a Muslim with a machete that's trying to kill them. The officials over there, as they like to call themselves, in Europe, or over in the UK, forgive me, decided it'd be a good idea to disarm the police so they wouldn't kill any of these assailants from the Middle East that are trying to use a machete to chop them in pieces. I kid you negative, you can watch the video online, easy to find. They don't want the police to kill these assailants that are trying to kill the police because they want to rehabilitate them. Oh, that's a good way to deter crime. No, it's encouraging crime. And it's exactly what they're trying to do here in America. Because when you go to gun-free zones, like in America, you'll find that's where a lot of mass shootings take place. and they're unconstitutional and they're illegal. If it's not true, friends, instead of you answering the questions to corrupt politicians, begin to ask them, every single one of them that has taken a shot at your right to bear arms, namely the Second Amendment. Ask them where they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people to implement policies that run counter to the laws that they promise to uphold. Who gave you that delegated authority to strip us of our God-given rights? That's what the American people need to point their finger at every politician, starting with this corrupt administration with Donald Trump, who right now is drawing up bills to further strip the American people of their Second Amendment rights. Just think about this. I shared with you yesterday on Sons of Liberty Media. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go there really quick. And it's interesting to note that there was a movie that was just kicked out of Hollywood. And I'm talking about Youth Talk, right? They just made this movie and they distributed it now. And it's a movie where they are literally promoting people to go hunt down Donald Trump supporters. I've shared with my listeners for a long time, this is not an attack on Donald Trump. This is an attack on Donald Trump supporters. The media is convincing the small portion of those that hate this country, namely 1.7% of the population, to overthrow 325.7 million people. And how are they doing that? Well, they're doing that by inundating you with a lie, attempting you to take on their propaganda and believing that you have no power or strength to stand against the masses. Again, Saul Alinsky tactic comes to mind. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. They don't have the support except the propagandists through the CIA-controlled media called and known as the useful idiots that are selling you out along with themselves. They just haven't caught on to this yet, and they've sold you out for 30 pieces of silver like Judas did of Jesus. Okay, Luke 22, verse 48. Hollywood movie, The Hunt, depicts liberals hunting Trump supporters for sport. Remember how many times I've told you that? Isn't it interesting how I also told you that this is not an attack on Donald Trump? I just want to make clear. Yeah, I remember that, Bradley. Yeah, I know. Because Donald Trump at the same time is assailing, literally, the rights of his supporters at the same time. While Hollywood's making movies to depict liberals hunting Trump supporters for sport, Donald Trump's the one trying to strip you of your God-given rights. Just so you know. When are you going to put two and two together? And I could go across the boards like I do so many other times and have in the past to show you exactly what I'm talking about. But it's for you to judge him by his fruit, because by his fruit, friends, he is indicted. He does not have a right, nor does any other representative in the United States of America, in an attempt to disarm you in any sense of the word. And what's the media doing today, friends? They're trying to divert you through smoke and mirrors to get your eyes off of what's going on concerning them stripping you of your God-given rights over to the China debates or Jeffrey Epstein or another one of his arguments with Elijah Cummings or Nancy Pelosi or Rep. Ilhan Omar while he does nothing but play the gossip because he is the point man. I mean, folks, it's an absolute joke what's happening in front of you. Or, I'm sorry, too, friends, it was also reported last week how Trump humiliated Joe Biden at a press conference. Hey, folks, all the while, behind closed doors, your rights are under attack. Your country is under attack. And don't forget about the fact, to prove my point, to solidify my point all the more, that Donald Trump just last month released 196,000 illegals back into the streets of the United States of America. Okay? So don't sit there and tell me about how he's looking out to make America great again. You don't make America great again by attacking the very laws that make us great. You don't make America great again by allowing corrupt politicians to consistently and constantly, friends, and relentlessly attack we the people without consequence. But that's what's been going on in this country for a long time. And by the way, you know what I'm telling you is true. You know what I'm telling you is true. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, not letting a good tragedy go to waste, Trump joins the Democrats, don't get caught up in the party system, to advance gun confiscation in wake of shooting. That's what the real story is, friends. Behind all of their little smoke and mirrors and the little games that Mr. Donald Trump is playing and the two-party system in the circus of politics are playing. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, just to further solidify my point, Sheila Jackson Lee just came out and she called Donald Trump the Gestapo. She said Trump needs to stop ISIS Gestapo-like raids. Well, rest assured, Donald Trump isn't. I've showed you video, I played you audio in Arizona, in one city in Arizona where an individual went to the border and he found out in one spot in Arizona, one spot, one town, they found that over 2,000 illegals were coming in, and once they crossed over into the United States of America, they had air-conditioned buses waiting for them to bring them to Christian churches to get them fed and clothed. Once that was done, friends, they were then sent to cities across the United States of America via airplanes. This is what is happening. And this is the perfect judgment of a Most High God concerning that those that refuse to hear His word. It's the truth. And I can prove it's the truth. If you want to prove otherwise, my number is 1-866-582-9933. I would love for you to correct me. Because, friends, for you to think that I want to be right about what I'm telling you, you've got to be out of your mind. I wish with everything in me, friends, that I was wrong about what I was telling you and what I am telling you. The problem is I'm not. Like yesterday, I told you when you go up to an apple tree, what is that apple tree on its branches? What does it produce? Apples. An apple tree is not going to produce oranges on their branches. No, it's going to produce apples. Nor is an orange tree going to produce apples. Orange trees are going to reproduce after their own kind. They're going to produce oranges on their branches. And what I'm doing is I'm taking you to this administration and on so many other fronts, and I'm saying, like Jesus told us, to judge them by the fruit hanging on their branches. That's what I'm giving you, friends. How does that taste? How does it taste? Because you can only ignore it for so long before you draw judgment to your front door. Until you draw judgment to your front door. The scripture is very clear. In Amos 6:3, what does it tell us? You that put away the evil day, as if to suggest it's not happening, friends, you cause the seed of violence to come near. Things aren't getting better, friends. They're getting worse. And they're getting worse, and they're getting worse. Why? Because your apathy is strengthening tyranny. That's why. We're going to come back, friends, and we are going to go to our forefathers facing off with the modern politicians. I'm going to show you what our forefathers established and why they established it in contrast to the modern day politician. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Facebook, Bradley Dean, being censored again, friends. Another 30-day ban, as well as our reach. We have 758, I think it's 700. Hang on a second. I just want to give you the exact numbers. Again, going to, we have 758,416 followers, okay? Now, with that said, if I go over and I actually see how many are following right now, I can watch this according to their gauge, Facebook's, who's been busted time and time again for censoring, suppressing, as well as Twitter's shadow banning. If you go to my Bradley Dean tweet, Bradley Dean 1, you will see it, friends. Had 35,000 at the beginning of this little run. It's dwindled down to 28,000. Big tech companies have been busted shadow banning, namely Twitter. They've been busted, friends, on video. Check out the Veritas Project. You will see them busted. Yet nothing has been done to a one of them. This is criminal, America. It's a violation of your First Amendment. Friends, I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. If what I'm telling you is untrue, why are they targeting my content? I had 2,000 to 4,000 to 6,000 people viewing my videos every single day on my YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. All of a sudden, it just stopped. It just instantly stopped. Why is that? What are they worried about? They don't want you to get the news that they are omitting. Friends, they're omitting the news on purpose. That's what we're doing here. I have 758,000 friends. Okay? 758,418 people that like my page. I have 724,764 people that are following my page. I put a post out. Here's my last post, okay? We had one published 1 hour ago, And it was an article about the big blog provides material support for extremist conspiracy theories, okay? You need to understand, they don't attack people that are not a threat to their system, okay? They attack people that are effective. They attack people that are a threat to the establishment, okay? We just seen, was it a week and a half ago or last week, the FBI come out and said that, you know what, we're going to label them domestic terrorists, conspiracy theorists. Why? Those, in other words, if you don't believe the CIA controls lying narrative, they're going to label you a domestic terrorist, along with Christians and constitutionalists and those that believe that they have a right to bear arms, which we do, and those that believe in the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment. You're all terrorists, according to this new global system, friends, that Donald Trump is the head of in the United States. He's the point man. Okay? That's a fact. But the last article on sonsoflibertymedia.com over an hour ago, out of 724,764 people that are following my page, you know how many people it reached? 93. If that doesn't put a chill up your spine, America, I don't know what to tell you. Because this is happening all day long. My live stream on YouTube, when it goes up, just on one outlet, I'm on over 114 of them in the United States. We just picked up another one yesterday. Thank you for your trust. In Idaho. You need to understand how this goes. They are trying to get rid of the good guys that are telling you what the bad guys don't want you to know. But on my YouTube page, friends, it starts out with 200 to 300 people. Instantly, when I go live, it breaks it down to about 80 to 100. And then it goes down and it goes down and it goes down concerning the topics in which I'm highlighting. So if you think, for example, the deplatforming that's going on with other people that we all know who I'm talking about. And by the way, those that are deplatformed are the ones that are a threat to the establishment. The Rush Limbaughs of the world, the Glenn Beck's friends of the world, the Ben Shapiro's, the list goes on. Laura Ingraham. Friends, I can go down the list of all of these, which, by the way, Fox News is a part of one of the outlets that's owned by six corporations worldwide. There's no difference between them and Fox News. But you need to understand that they are on the radio because they are on television because they're not a threat to the establishment. It's called controlled opposition. They're okay. We can keep them out there. We'll appease the conservatives that don't want to see any further than what their point men tell them. And if you look at a Rush Limbaugh and you look at a Ben Shapiro and you look at others, friends, you know, the fact of the matter is, if they weren't doing it for the money, then why are they sticking to the talking points? They're the ones fueling the narratives that's dividing the American people. When are you going to wake up, America, to what's going on here? I'm sharing with you right now, friends, how they are zeroing in on my content. Is it illegal? Oh, you better know it's illegal. Matter of fact, they know it's illegal, America. But what they're doing is they're slowly tightening the noose on people that are willing to stand up and tell you the truth. And you know what? They can go on with them bad selves because by the grace of God, I'm not moving in Jesus' name. Okay? Regardless of what they do, by the grace of God, like Martin Luther, I'm not moving. I'm sick and tired of it. And so many of you declare and you say with your voices that you're so sick and tired of it, but you stand back and you suffer the abuses. I don't understand it. I never have and I never will. That's something that you're going to have to answer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for, not me. I'm just here to do my best to wake you up by the grace of God and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. There we have it. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube as well, friends, if you want to call in. Notice the censoring going on our sites, other conservative sites. I have friends that have millions of people on their Facebook, and Facebook just shuts them down, pulls the rug. It's not legal, friends. I mean, just like I've said before in the past, I do need to say this. What happens when the phone companies don't like what you have to say? They're going to pull your phone away? Because that's what it's coming to. Oh, Bradley, I just don't like getting involved in politics. Let me tell you something, brother, sister. We all live politics. Just ask those that were thrown into the concentration camps back in the 30s and the 40s. Did they live politics? Yep. And I bet you when they were inside of the camps, they wished that they would have did something when they had the freedom and time to do it. Just like you do right now. Because, again, here's the positive news, friends. You still have the freedom to do the right thing today. Don't sit there and tell me about how it's all over with. No, we are to occupy till it comes. And it's not over until the fat lady sings. And I don't see any fat lady singing, friends. But I do hear the Spirit of God saying, stand up and move forward. Roll Zion forward. Keep going. I didn't say it was going to be easy, the Lord said in Scripture. He said to not deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. That means you keep moving. Just talk about, or don't tell me about how you're praying, about how the Lord's going to do this, that, and the other thing. Yes, pray. I'm all about that. But put your feet to your prayers. Reminds me of Frederick Douglass. He was an abolitionist. He was a slave back in the 1800s. He preceded Martin Luther King Jr. and others. And he said he prayed for 20 years that he might be free from slavery. And he said nothing happened for 20 years until I put my feet to my prayers. There you have it. There you have it. And it also reminds me of one that was next to the likes of Frederick Douglass. Her name was Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses. And she would go from plantation to plantation to plantation telling the people, namely the slaves, to leave your taskmaster, leave your master. You're free under God. Read the Declaration of Independence, by the way. And some left and some didn't. And a reporter one time asked Harriet Tubman, you freed thousands of slaves. And she said, yes, I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. America, listen to what I'm telling you. You can be free in Christ, but it's not expecting somebody else to do for you and not God. What do I mean? Well, you've all seen the sign, well, God bless America. Yeah, God bless America. Amen. He has blessed America. And the Lord looks down on Americans that call themselves Christians and say back now, bless me in obedience. What's happening to our country is a lack of gratitude, period. 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 I don't know, you've accustomed yourselves, Americans, to go ahead and give yourself to those that lie and steal and cheat and murder, and you're okay with it. What do you think, this is going to go away when you're dead? Nope. Then you stand before the living God and answer to Him for what you left undone. You're going to say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? Lord, Lord. Have we not went into prisons and have we not fed the hungry and healed the sick? And the Lord's going to look at you and say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, lawlessness. Isn't love the fulfilling of the law? Yes. Faith worketh by love. All goes together, doesn't it? In one direction. Following the Christ. Doing the stuff. A guy said to me yesterday, thank you, Lord. You know, what would Jesus do? Oh, Brad, what would Jesus do? You know, I got to know, what would Jesus do, Brad? What would He do? I said to him, it's not what would Jesus do. Number one, it's look what Jesus did. And for us who know that He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, blessed be His name in Jesus Christ. It's not what would Jesus do, but what is Jesus doing through His church in America? People love to hear, well, you know, God's on His throne and there's nothing we can do about it. No, friends, let's call it for what it is. Let's call it for what it is. It's these people don't want to do anything about it. They want the Lord to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. They're worthless. They're worthless, friends. Let me say it one more time. They're worthless. And what is their end? It is not good. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We are going to come back to Forefathers Face-Off. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me finish what I was saying during the last segment, friends. It is this. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. Love to hear from you, friends, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and assorted bad guys. Come on! 114 radio stations across the country, live right now. Broadcasting into 53 countries live right now. What are you waiting for? Show, encourage other people as to your perspective. Because at times when the lines are silent, friends, you only show other people. It's like, well, why doesn't he get phone calls? Well, I'm dumping all the time. I'm a preacher, right? I'm letting the Holy Ghost do what he does. But I'll tell you what, sometimes someone coming in on a phone call saying what needs to be said to other people shows other people that there's other people that are involved in society. Because I'm here to tell you, friends, there's a whole lot of people on the grassroots level that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. That should encourage every single one of you, period, okay? Listen, it's in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. And that's where we're at today. I mean, tyranny, friends, has taken off, and tyrants have taken off the mask. And they're acting with a whore's forehead, the Bible says. They are brazen. But I'm here to tell you, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. There is a day of judgment, and it may just be today for the wicked. They think God has forgotten. I'm here to tell you the Lord has not forgotten. And I'm here to tell you that there's many people that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. of what's going on in this country. But don't tell me about how sick and tired you are of being sick and tired if that's all you do is complain about what you tolerate. Because you're a part of the problem. And I don't want to talk to those that are just a part of the problem, right? And those that have ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and show, hey, listen, we're all on the same page. My friends that I have around me, 99% of my conversations are, look at this, and look at that, and look at this. And you know how the end of the conversation goes? You know what we need to do? You know what we need to do? We need to be not just hearers only deceiving ourselves. No, we need to stand up and do something about what's going on. Because faith without works is dead. Period. And I thank you to my friend Rod in Michigan. Because apparently he's listening right now. And Rod, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You go ahead and tell the people what I'm telling you. Please.
Bradley, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing good, just doing what I do. I've been talking about getting to Forefathers face off with modern-day politicians, and I suspect sooner or later, and thank God I have another hour, but I suspect sooner or later I'm going to have to get to that topic. What say you?
Thank you for that. The apathy of the American people is just overwhelming, and that's the biggest problem of our country, our churches, our pulpits, and the people. I get people down here, no matter what Trump does, I think he could abort babies himself, and they'd still say, well, just give him time, he'll quit. It's just, we are in such trouble. And I reiterate this, I can't thank you enough, brother, for being on the end of that microphone, which you put your family in danger, your wife, everything, and you do what you do.
My cultic family, my cult family, and my following that goes with me and jeopardizes themselves at every given step. I want to add to that conversation, if you don't mind, Rod. I remember doing a tea party in Mesa. We were considered, I guess, one of their favorites out there, and we went out there quite a few times. And I was sharing some information with them, and at the end of my talk, my sermon, a lady comes up to me and says, you know, there's a guy walking around out in the parking lot right now taking pictures of all the cars. And I said, okay. And it just happened to be the guy that was with us because we show the people what we do, where we go, to keep our supporters in line with whatever we do, wherever we're at. And I said, well, first of all, ma'am, I'm curious. I want to let you know that guy is with us. She said, well, what is he taking pictures of our license plates for? I said, he's not taking pictures of your license plates. He's taking pictures to show our supporters that we're in Arizona. We happen to be from Minnesota. But I got a question for you, ma'am. How is it that it's okay for me and my wife and my four boys under 15 years old put their lives on the line every day of the year, and it's okay for us to sacrifice and fight for the freedoms you have, but somehow or another doesn't apply to you? Can you help me understand that one?
Yeah, so true, brother. Exactly, so true. The people don't want to get in the battle. Very few people. There's a lot of people listening out there right now, and praise God, and I thank you, the ones that help support this man and do what he does. But Bradley's on that front line every day. You know, I got some pretty graphic stuff and stuff I put on the back of my vehicles, and I don't care. I get ridiculed every day for it. And I count it a joy. I say, Lord, thank you for that. Where's the men? I mean, you can't even put a little stinking sticker on the back of your car that says choose life. I mean, that's about as wimpy as it gets. But, I mean, but people are afraid, Brad. They're afraid it might offend somebody. And someday they're going to offend the one that made us all. I tell you that. Get off your butt and do something, people. Do something.
Okay, so let's dissect this once for a moment, Rod. So they're afraid. What are they afraid of? It, which tells me if they're afraid of men, it tells me that first of all, they're not born of the Spirit of God because they fear men, which the Bible tells us brings about a snare. And right. No longer are we in this country to take counsel from our fears. And if we go back to Bonhoeffer, you want to talk about making my righteous bold as lions. That means forward to danger, Proverbs 28. Look at Bonhoeffer did. He left America when he could have stayed in America, yet he went back in a resistance movement during the 30s to throw off Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the one that said, those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God, and those that don't fear the face of God fear the face of man. But when you fear the face of God, you're not afraid of what man can do. They're mere men. Read Luke 12:4. So that's where we're at today. So what are they afraid of? Offending somebody. They're offended all day by a bunch of mental cases, literally sick-minded individuals. We have a brand new article out. It was just posted, and I thought it was a great headline. When criminals and psychos aren't locked up and they rule the roost through the big networks, through government, and through the churches, guess what? Everyone ends up in jail. And everybody, I guess, because they're afraid, would rather end up in jail than to deal with those that are assailing them on a daily basis.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you ever go to a coffee shop, Brad, where there might be a bunch of old church guys or whatever, and it's usually the women that have got more cojones than most guys, but you go to a sit and you listen to
these
church
right.
guys talking about abortion or murder of the unborn or sodomy or whatever it might be, they whisper. They're afraid. They don't want the booth next to them might hear something about how they stand up for something. They,
yep.
they whisper.
Yep.
They're whispering cowards. And it's, yeah, I don't well,
I don't live that way, brother. I don't live that way. I listen to, and I have lived this way my whole life because I've had to. Live your life where the enemies of righteousness are afraid of you. Don't live your life where you're afraid of them, period.
Thank God we've had some. Yeah, you, brother, like you and a handful of others and our ancestors who fought for this country, they weren't afraid to go out there and grab the musket and stand up. My goodness, but wow, Bradley, I appreciate you, brother. I hear you every day, and I think, well, I don't want to be a phone hog, but I encourage anybody out there that if they like what they're hearing, love this guy's lines. He may not want it, but go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Desiree. I see that. Thank you. This is not lumping everybody in the bad lot. I'm just trying to move those that are dead in their sin to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let the law of God drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Ask for the Holy Ghost. You're baptized into Christ and let him live his life through you and watch what he'll do for you, because God is not a respecter of persons. And the Bible says that he is in the generation of the righteous. We need the righteous that are in Christ. We don't need them within their flesh, in their intellect. We need them in the spirit, because the Lord said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. That's what we need. But I wanted to high five all my friends on live chat right now that are actively going up and down. You guys rock. I'm giving you a big thumbs up right now. You listeners that listening to me, that are listening all day long, that you're doing something about the issues, I'm here to tell you that we can do it, because the history of the church is just this. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but we got to first stand up and fight.
That's right.
Amen. All right. I'm just preaching over you, Rod. Yeah, thank you for the fuel, brother. I totally appreciate it. I totally do. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, yeah, bye. Okay, so there we have one, folks. It's just that simple. See, people... Not just me. By the way, I want to give you the scripture before hour two is coming up. Matthew 5:10-12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that interesting? Blessed are those who are persecuted. You know what you hear today? Bradley, why are you being persecuted from the little sheepy, the little sheeple that walk around following a Jesus of their own imagination? Which is a violation of the second commandment, Exodus 20. But why are you being persecuted? Hey, that's all you have to do is stand up and tell the truth, and you're going to be persecuted. It's just that simple. Why aren't you being persecuted? Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.